Cash hog prices remain steady to weak as packer buyers have a good handle on supplies for next week. Many packers indicated that they have their needs booked into Wednesday of next week's holiday shortened slaughter week, and some are booking for Friday and Saturday. However, one buyer said local packers may be concentrating on bookings for Friday and Saturday before completely filling Monday through Wednesday to circumvent annual problems with getting enough hogs to keep the plants operating efficiently on those post-holiday days. The terminal markets are called steady to weak, with top prices expected to be from 38 to 40.50 on a live basis. Peoria at the bottom end of that range at 38 and steady to weak. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday. Negotiated swine purchases were 11,455 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 51 to 58, the weighted average 56.71, and that's a loss of 8 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 40.33 to 48.50, with a weighted average 44.22. And in the Western Corn Belt, the negotiated purchases were $75.97. Base price was $48.50 to $57.50. Weighted average $56.16. That was a loss of 24 from Wednesday. And on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39 to $47.37. The weighted average was $44.53. Take a look at the overnight trade in Kansas City and on the Chicago Board of Trade in a moment and talk to somebody from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign about what those numbers look like and what they're expecting for the day ahead in just a couple of minutes. Right now, though, let's get a look at agricultural weather. And for that, we call on meteorologist Jay Searles. Morning, Jay.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Pretty good. About yourself?
Yeah, hanging in there. Got through the rain yesterday here. Yep. And things quieted down. Different story over the southeast. Of course, we've been monitoring that. Not affecting agricultural much, but some folks cleaning up this morning from the tornadoes there. Looks pretty quiet, though, through much of the Midwest. Let's take a look about south of us, though. How about south of the equator, heading into Brazil? Isolated showers occurred in less than 25% of the nation Thursday. Rainfall was rarely more than a quarter of an inch through midnight last night. High temperatures were in the 80s and lower 90s, and in the eastern portions of the nation, and 90s to around 100 in the west. Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul were the warmest. Timely rain is still expected across most of Brazil's grain, oilseed, and cotton production areas during the coming week and to 10 days. Soil moisture and crop conditions should remain favorable for summer crop planting, advancing well between rain events. As far as temperatures, look for cooler temperatures in the far southern part of Brazil this weekend due to rain and cloud cover, and highs will be back into the 70s and 80s, bringing much needed drying a little bit after things get pretty wet there for a while into next week. As far as heading a little bit further south into Argentina, scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred in 35 to 40% of Argentina's crop country Thursday. Rainfall ranged from about 3/10 of an inch to a little bit more than that. Locally heavier rains occurred in the past few hours around Corrientes and the neighboring areas, but not in the key grain and oilseed and cotton parts of the country as well. High temperatures Thursday were in the 70s central and the south and 80s and 90s in the north. Not much has changed to the forecast overnight. A restricted amount of rain will impact the nation's grain, oilseed, and cotton country through the next full week. A few weak weather disturbances will impact portions of the nation during the week, but resulting rainfall will rarely be great enough to impact soil and or crop conditions in a dramatic sense. All the moisture will be welcome, however. There will be an ongoing need for greater rain in west-central parts of the nation where Cordoba and Santiago del Estero are still quite dry. High temperatures will be in the upper 60s and 70s this weekend, with a few 80s in the far north, warming early next week, and that will result in highs in the 70s and 80s south and 80s and lower 90s in the north. A seasonable to slightly warmer than usual temperature bias is expected during the second week of the two-week outlook, so things will stay a little bit warmer than usual down for Argentina. Again, through the Midwest, things drying out, it looks like, in our forecast, bringing some needed relief from the rain, wet weather, and soggy conditions we've been experiencing for the last couple of weeks. Significant rain ended in the eastern Midwest overnight. Another 3/4 to 1.5 inches of rain was common from central Illinois through Michigan. But a long-awaited improved weather pattern is finally going to arrive and be on the horizon for at least a couple weeks, or at least into next week, possibly longer. No more large rain or snow-producing storms are expected in the Midwest for at least the next 10 days. So we have some improving weather there. Totally dry weather may not occur, but resulting precipitation will be minimal at the most. The storm system will impact western Midwest on November 26th through the 27th in eastern areas around the 27th to the 28th. So we've got a ways to go, at least on the other side of Thanksgiving, before we see any significant storm track back into the Midwest. That's a look at the agriculture and growing forecast, growing areas forecast. Let's go back to agriculture.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Overnight in Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5.11 and a quarter. That was down a quarter on the open, up 1.5 on the last trade. The March contract opened at 5.24, down 1.75 and up 1.25 on the last trade. December wheat in Chicago opened at 4.71, up 3.25 and up 1.25 on the last trade. The March contract at 4.90.5, up 1.5 and up 1. And May was at 489 on the open. That was up 1.75, up 1.25 on the last trade. July 07 at 464, down 3/4 on the open and last trade. Corn for December, 351.25, down 0.25 on the open, and up 1 on the last trade. The March contract at 365.5, down 0.5, up 1.25. May at 371, down 0.25, up 3/4. July 07, 373. And that opened unchanged and up 1.25 on the last trade. September, 356.25, down 0.5 on the open, up 1 on the last trade. And December 07 at 341.5, down 0.25 on the open, up 2 on the last trade. Soybeans for January, 657.5, up 1 and up 1.5. March at 668.5, down 0.25 on the open, up 1.25 on the last trade. The May contract at 677, down 3/4 and up 3.25. July, 685, down 1, up 3. And November 07, 694.25, down 1.5 on the open, up 2.75 in the last trade. Soybean meal for December, 189.70, down 30 on the open, up 80 on the last trade. January at 192, down, make that up 10 on the open, up 40 on the last trade. And the oil contracts for December, 28.35, up 2 and down 19. And January, 28.75, up 7 on the open, down 16 on the last trade. And let's bring Ed Dunn in from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, what did you see in those overnight numbers?
Well, it's kind of a, as a guy in Chicago called this morning, maybe a little dead cat bounce on the overnights after a fairly weak close yesterday. But I just don't have a whole lot of confidence in these higher calls. We may get to start the first half hour to an hour of trading session up a couple cents, really across all three commodities, corn, beans, and wheat. But certainly don't be surprised with it being, you know, getting, as we push towards the close into November, more profit-taking, cash basis levels, we're starting to see them back off just a touch. I know Decatur was off a little bit yesterday, Jay, and last night. So don't be surprised with a higher opening, but a lower trade by mid-session.
All right. So, and you're not expecting a lot of activity today heading into the week?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody's sitting around waiting for some sort of news. In reading some of the commentary this morning, it's interesting that we're starting to see some talk. The bulls' enthusiasm is fading, and I don't know if that's really going to happen, but for the first time in a while, we're starting to hear that. And for that reason, I think that the producer needs to look at these levels and say they're a lot better than I thought they were going to be when I looked at these markets on Labor Day. Maybe we should go in and price a little bit more, not only for 06, but 07. Certainly, you know, don't need to get carried away, but, you know, these are very profitable levels. Guys need to take a look at them. It was kind of interesting talking. There was an industry wheat meeting in Chicago yesterday. They said 65% of the open interest in the Chicago markets right now could be attributed to index funds. That could certainly make people nervous if this crude oil market continues to go down. Are we going to find people willing to jump on the sell side in the grain commodities as well?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so some numbers on those opens?
I would say 1 to 2 higher corn and wheat, maybe 1 to 3 higher soybeans. conditions off the start. But again, don't be surprised if an hour or two into the session we've got some negative numbers in front of it.
Ed, thanks a lot.
You bet, Jay.
All right, that's Ed Dunn from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Today, patches of clouds and sunshine across the two states. Meteorologist Jay Searle says we may see some sprinkles in northern portions of Illinois and Indiana. Highs will range from the lower 40s in the north to the lower 50s in the south.